You know you'll never have me, right? Oh, you try. You flirt and tease and try to act coy. You move your body close to mine in meetings. Your eyes lingering on my face just a little too long when we speak. And it's apparent what you want. Obvious what you think you'll be able to offer me. But you'll never have me. You think you know the kind of man I want. And in vain, you'll try to be that. You'll appeal to what you think I like. When you're alone, I just know you touch yourself to images of me, whispering to yourself that I'm your good girl, and describing in vivid detail how you'd fuck me. But it's no use. You're playing to lose. Why? Because you're too sweet. Too gentle. Even your voice is dripped in honey. I need someone rough and commanding. You think because of who I am at the office that I'm someone who wants to be cared for, lovingly caressed. But you're wrong. In the bedroom, I need to be owned, broken. Commanded. You can never do this. If I had you, I'd ruin you. I can almost hear your protestation now, but I know it's true. And I think a part of you does as well. If you somehow manage to get me to your bedroom, I can already imagine the tentative fingers that would trace my bare flesh, the shaking hands that would slide the zipper of my dress downward until I stepped out of it and turned back to face you, the eager kisses from your needy mouth that would move from my full lips down my neck to my collar and finally to my swelling breasts, my nipples hard from the cool air, would be licked and sucked with a delicate sensation of reverence. You would move too fast, your fingers slipping under my panties as you found the warmth there. You would be excitable, tender, loving. Everything that makes me wince. Your cock would be warm and hard against my belly, pulsing with unmet need. But I will have turned cold at your eager, pliant mouth, attempting to explore my body. I would need to control the situation. And without warning, I would push you back onto the bed. You would tumble backwards soundlessly onto the mattress. Your eyes would be wide, and he would swallow thickly as he glanced up at me. With an impassive gaze, I would slide my panties off, not wanting to extend this coupling for longer than necessary. With them, I would bind your wrists together above your head. You'd want to do something, fight back, but you wouldn't. It's not in your nature. You'd let me overpower you with nothing more than a furrowed brow. I'd slide your pants off, officious and quiet. The only noise in the darkened room would be the sound of your quick and shallow breathing. Your cock would be hard, achingly so. You'd beg me to touch it, but I wouldn't. I'd look down at you, your body half naked and yearning. I begin to touch myself instead. But not for your amusement. More out of necessity of the situation. My eyes would shut tightly, my palm sliding down my belly before slipping between the junction of my thighs. My fingers would splay around my clit, rubbing vigorously as I arched back. I'd be picturing a stronger, more domineering man. One who would throw me onto the bed and have his way with me. But you would watch, with rapt focus, your cock dripping with a cloying feeling of desperate arousal as you watched me get closer and closer to climax. My moans would cause you to shudder, your eyes growing heavy with a sort of dreamy lust. And as I found myself growing so wet I could barely stand it, my eyes would slide open, and I would approach you. At this point, your heart would be hammering, your mouth dry, and your body arched and ready. Before you could say anything, I would be set astride you, lowering my pelvis onto yours. Your cock would be satisfactory, run of the mill. Your hands, still bound, would be itching to explore my body. But at the sensation of my pussy clamped around your cock, you would let out a panting whimper, the kind of noise that would make me scowl as I rode you, my hands running up my body, coming to get lost in my hair. I would ride you roughly, my slick pussy slipping up and down along the length of your pulsing member. You would be bucking under me, watching my tits bounce as your cock was milked by my pussy, seeing my pale neck exposed as I leaned my head back, the rocking of my hips increasing and my body opening. However, behind my eyes would be the man I really want to fuck. Strong and commanding. Your cock merely a vessel for this fantasy figure. It's his hands, I would imagine, grasping my hips, pulling me down, spearing me on his thick member. His cum shooting up into me as I ride into climax. I would have to lean forward over you, my eyes clamped shut, my breasts heaving inches from your mouth as I whispered the words you've been dying to hear. Fuck me. And you would. And at the sight of my body rocking against yours, and the expert grind of my pelvis, your cock would spasm and explode. You'd come quickly, trying to press a gentle kiss against my mouth as you emptied yourself into me. I would try to hold back my revulsion. You'd whisper sweet things, wanting to hold me close, as we both came down from our orgasm. But that's not what I'd want, and you know it. And your arms, restrained, would be the ultimate barrier. When we finished, I'd untie you, murmuring that I needed to leave. So you'd get dressed silently, the shame dotting your cheeks as you watched me pulling on my dress and leaving without even glancing back at you. The slam of the front door, jarring and harsh. And in the office the next day, you'd want to ignore me. But thoughts of our evening would assault you. The the sight of my spread thighs or my low moans forever imprinted on you. Those memories, a phantom slap every time you see me. And that need for my approval, my affection, my attention would drive you to pursue me again and again. And so it would continue. So no, you'll never have me. But I know you'll never stop trying.